Day 3, Audio Boo October Festival with the tag Octaver. Tonight I'll talk about the music with a story in it. I mean, there's plenty of music with stories in it. It could be any day in life, as Lennon McCartney noted in 1967. Quite a dramatic track, as they also explored the more sort of interesting orchestral elements of that domain. What really struck me, and that's more fun, was later on with people like Frank Zappa. Don't Eat the Yellow Snow, an amazing track. God knows what it's about. Sounds like it's about an Eskimo, but who knows? Dreamed I was an Eskimo. Rose and wind began to blow. Lots of story in that. Eventually gets down to it was 100 degrees below zero. And you can find the track on YouTube yourself. All my own stuff. A lot of the music I've created in the last few years has a narrative in it. Like Marv Creesh, the story about the dead zones. In the seabed, where there's not enough oxygen for life to exist. Some people have told me that it's like a film with only the soundtrack, without any visual. I think we wanted kind of a narrative structure for that whole piece, as the final concert was about 45 minutes long. So it has to have a narrative structure to enable people to pay attention for that long. What's interesting about Marv Creesh is that it has a narrative structure, but there's no language, no spoken language in it. Anyhow, you can listen to that track yourself on the web. I'll put in a link together with today's Boo. So it's an audio Boo with the tag Octaver, and today's topic was music with a story in it.